From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two rockets landed in Baghdad's highly fortified green zone Saturday night after clashes at anti-government protests left five people dead. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of the capital to protest corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada as-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic green zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Baghdad Security Operations Command also reported that one of its men was killed and seven wounded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban took responsibility for the bombing, claiming army officers and soldiers were among the casualties. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. Soldiers and civilians were among those killed and wounded. At least 21 wounded people have been sent to area hospitals. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels, backed by Turkish troops, have pushed into the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab, just north of Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that fighters with the opposition forces took control of a hospital as they made their way into the city. The monitoring group said Turkish forces and allied rebels in the Euphrates Shield campaign entered the western edge of the town and took control of a number of areas. Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency quoted military sources as saying one Turkish soldier was killed and another wounded during Saturday's fighting. More than 60 Turkish soldiers have been killed during the operation, including three who were killed Thursday when Russian airstrikes accidentally targeted their position. The town has been under siege since Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump has promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists. In his weekly media address, the president said his number one priority is protecting the American homeland.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers a new executive order on immigration after an appeals court unanimously ruled against his previous order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. On Twitter Saturday morning, the president also predicted that the cost estimates of constructing a wall along the southern border with the U.S. will drop dramatically. That's an apparent response to a Homeland Security report that said the estimate had tripled to nearly $22 billion. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe mixed business with pleasure on the second day of the multi-day summit between the two leaders. Trump and Abe played golf Saturday at Trump National Golf Course near the president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Abe and Trump were expected to have more discussions Saturday over meals at various Trump properties in the southern state. And European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says he will not run for another term. The 62-year-old Juncker told German public radio Saturday that, looking back at his previous campaign, he had had a good time. But he said, "There will not be a second campaign because I will not run again." The former Prime Minister of Luxembourg is set to serve his term until 2019. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.